Hi everyone, this is Terry Nays on World Famous Astrologer, and today is Thursday, April 17th. Given the influence of the day of Mercury and Neptune, we have Mercury, the information planet, telling us what Neptune is doing, or the influence that Neptune might have in the sign of Aries. So I like to think of Neptune as someone, you know, or the influence of being afraid of something new. Many people are. Who isn't? We're afraid when change comes too quickly and things seem out of our control. And so that is Neptune as he enters the sign of Aries. But then we get used to things and we can think about things and say, oh, okay, I can see the relevance, or I can see how that's going to work out. And maybe that's what's going on a little bit as we get used to this new era that's coming forth with Neptune in the sign of Aries, and then later on in the month of May, Saturn entering the sign of Aries. But Mercury is telling us, okay, think about things, and maybe it's not so scary. Maybe there's something in your life that you are about to take a chance with, or as the moon in Sagittarius says, jump into, or not know what the outcome will be. And so we're getting used to this fiery air energy that will kind of dominate the future. Mars enters the sign of Leo, a fire sign. And I wrote in my daily horoscopes that the last time that Mars was in Leo recently was on the November 4th elections. And there were winners and there were losers, right? And that kind of goes along with the fact that the lunar nodes are dividing the horoscopes in half, where you're on one side or you're on the other side. And so Mars in Leo revisits the day when Donald Trump won the election, and sort of we take a step and see, okay, well, how is this working? And of course, with Mercury and Neptune, all the changes that are being implemented, the tariffs, and maybe things kind of taking us by surprise and going too fast. How is all of this working out? So we might be getting used to it. Maybe some of it is good. Maybe some of it not so good. We'll see. We'll see how it works out by the end of May. And by the end of May, when Saturn enters the sign of Aries, we hesitate a little bit. And also we have that Jupiter-Saturn square coming up in the month of June. So that Jupiter-Saturn square says, okay, that's all I can handle. You know, no more. We've done enough here. Let's stop for a while. And so that may be, you know, what the future holds. We'll make a lot of changes. You might jump into things. You might get used to something new in your life, or you might face a fear and realize it's not so bad. And then by June, you might say, okay, that's enough. I can't take anymore. Well, that's all for now. Have a wonderful Thursday. The day ruler is the sign of Jupiter. So again, that does say that we're open to understanding, to learning, as long as we know what to expect.